Chapter 11. We need magic, pronto. What are we going to do? I ask. This really is a Relamo, Cinderella says, frowning. If the prince's assistant comes today, my foot is definitely not going to fit in the glass slipper. Right, I say. What should the Smithvillian word for trouble be? Jonah asks. Desinsty? Jonah, I say, try to focus. Maybe he won't come today, Cinderella says wistfully. Maybe he'll come tomorrow. I check out the state of Cinderella's foot. I don't think it's fitting tomorrow either. So what do I do? She asks. I need it to fit. You could always cut off one of your toes, Jonah says, like in the Grimm story. Cinderella gasps. That is indeed a grim story. Jonah, that's disgusting, I say. I was just kidding, he says. That would hurt, although it would be really cool. There has to be a solution. Oh, I know, I say. It's so easy. You have a fairy godmother, right? Cinderella nods. So ask her to fix it. That's what she's there for, to fix things. I guess I could do that, Cinderella says. How do you get her to come? Jonah asks. Do you just call her? Call her? Yes, exactly. I call her name and she comes. Cinderella tilts her head toward the chimney. Farah! Farah! Yoo-hoo, you there? She's like Santa, Jonah says. A second later, a big puff of yellow is sparkling in the center of the room. Then the sparkle slowly trickles to the ground, and I see her, the legendary fairy godmother. She is not what I expected. I thought she'd be plump. But she's not. Instead, she's super skinny. And she has big, wide eyes that are green and smiling. Her hair is wild and curly and perched on her head in a loose bun. Instead of wearing a twirly dress, she's wearing black leggings and a yellow sweater. She's like a human bumblebee. Or not human, exactly. Are fairies human? At least, I think she's a fairy. I don't see any wings. She's holding a yellow and black swirly wand that looks like a candy cane. If candy canes were yellow and black. You're the fairy godmother? Jonah blurts out. I am. And you must be Abby and Jonah. How did you know? I ask. She laughs. Word gets around. So, Cinderella, what can I do for you? You need to fix her foot, I say. It's busted. It's never going to fit the glass slipper the way it is now. And if it doesn't fit the glass slipper, then she won't be able to marry the prince. Farah looks at Cinderella. Is that what you want? To marry the prince? Of course that's what I want, Cinderella says. Why do you think I want to go to the balls? For the pigs in a blanket? I need the prince to rescue me and get me out of this place. Farah blinks, and then blinks again. Excuse me? I need him to rescue me, she repeats. Marrying him will save me from this miserable life. And if you don't mind, I pipe in. Can you please direct us to the nearest magic mirror? We need to get home. Thank you for your time. This is perfect. All of our problems will be solved with one burst of yellow sparkle. Farah will fix Cinderella's foot and then send us home with a poof. Farah crosses her arms. No. Excuse me? Did I hear her right? No, she repeats. Cinderella blinks and then blinks again. I don't understand. Why not? First of all, I don't like being told what to do, Farah says, glaring at all of us. And second, Cinderella, I don't like this attitude of yours. Not one bit. You need to learn to rescue yourself. You need to learn to stand on your own 2 feet. But my foot feels broken, Cinderella whines. I can't stand at all. Well, you'd better learn. You can't rely on a prince to save you. You have to be self-reliant. What's self-reliant? Jonah asks. It means relying on yourself, I explain. I'm self-reliant, he says. I snort. Please, you don't even make your own bed. Does that mean you're not going to fix my foot today? Cinderella asks meekly. I am not going to fix your foot today, the fairy godmother says. I can't believe how mean Farah is being. None of the fairy tale versions mentioned this. We really need you to fix Cinderella's foot today, I say. If the slipper doesn't fit, we won't be able to prove that Cinderella's the right girl. Isn't that why you sent her to the ball in the first place, so she could snag the prince? No, Farah says. I sent her so she could have a night out on the town. You never thought that the prince might fall in love with her? I ask. I'm fine with the prince falling in love with her. I just don't want her to be so needy about it. Farah shakes her head at Cinderella. You're not my only charge, you know. I'm the prince's fairy godmother, too. I've known him since he was a baby. No way do I want him getting stuck with a whiny damsel in distress. He needs a partner in his life. After all, a queen must be strong. If you can prove to me you won't be hanging on to his shirt tails, I'll help you snag him. Got it? Show me you can stand on your own 2 feet and I'll fix your foot. I'm willing to help you, but only if you help yourself first. But it will be too late, I say. The prince's assistant is on his way now. The assistant is at the other end of the kingdom. He won't make it here until Tuesday afternoon. I'll give you until Tuesday at noon to call for me and prove your self-reliance. It's Sunday morning. You have 2.5 days. Make them count. But...
Wait! Farah? What about us? Can you help us find a magic mirror so we can go home?
I ask. It's too late. She's gone in a puff of sparkle.